You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Fashion, highlighting emerging designers, artists, and performers in partnership with Memphis River Parks. Live performances, vendors, and more. Tickets and more information can be found at breezerk.square.site.
Hey, I'm Kim Lloyd.
And I'm Caitlin Lloyd.
And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM,
Memphis.
There used to be a graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen. The gloom on the
Happy Monday morning, everybody. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 FM. I'm Savannah Bearden, filling in for my dad, Willie Bearden, who is off enjoying his Father's Day week the best way any father with adult children could, by jetting off to Buenos Aires. So we're very happy for him. Happy Father's Day week, Dad, wherever you are. Love you, love you. I will say I am excited that he is in Buenos Aires because it gave me the ability to have my guest that I have in the studio today, Mr. Josh Breeden.
Hello.
Hello. Josh, a.k.a. the award-winning graphic artist known as St. Francis Elevator Ride, a.k.a. a professional cohort of mine for over a decade, a.k.a. also one of my personal besties.
Aww.
I know. Oh, my God. Anyway, so he was so kind to join me on this short notice, despite the fact that it's not the most comfortable medium for him. He's an artist. He does the graphics, not the radios.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm more behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really...
And, you know, it's a tall order to ask anybody to compile, give me the 10 definitive songs of your life,
yeah.
And you have 5 days to do it. Thanks.
Was it even that?
I don't think it was. I'm being generous with myself here. But you did it. You have put together such an amazing playlist. And what I love about this show, too, is that it doesn't matter, you know, people I have on, how I could know you for 2 decades, and I get to know you so much better just through seeing your playlist. And
yeah, we don't
songs.
Really talk about music a lot.
No,
either.
We really don't. Yeah. I know. So now we're going to for an hour. Okay. We're going to do it. So off the top, we heard Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Yeah.
Still slaps.
Even today.
So tell me why was that on your list?
The story really is, my romantic partner in life of almost 14 years, who is also one of your friends.
Yes, also one of my
Lindsay
besties.
Butler, who may or may not be listening
hi,
right
Lindsay,
now.
If you're listening.
Actually, she's in a meeting, so she'll probably get it
okay.
later. But
hi, Lindsay, whenever you're listening.
But when we met, our first date, we went bowling. Mm-hmm. And this song came on, and even like... at the bowling alley, they were all up on the screen. So they were like playing the actual music videos.
Oh, this is so romantic.
But we, you know, we started laughing because we both love, growing up as kids, we love Batman Forever.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's an objectively terrible movie.
Sure.
But we really love the soundtrack. And it's one of those soundtracks that's, it's even today is still a great soundtrack because it has a lot of artists on there that, you know, I would listen to later on in my formative years. So, it was in a lot of ways like my introduction to Sunny Day Real Estate, Mazzy Star.
Oh, wow.
Flaming
oh,
Lips.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
It's kind of just chock full of great songs that you wouldn't expect to be
right.
on major blockbuster
right.
soundtrack. So... the soundtrack is still great. The movie
still not
is not one of my favorite.
Yeah.
But we, you know, this.
Which
it was
one
this,
is that? Which Batman is in that one?
That's Val Kilmer.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about a terrible movie for this.
Yeah, we don't. We have a lot to get to, but
so anyway, that played at the bowling alley.
Yeah, it was at the bowling alley, and it was like our first date, and we just always kind of just. Said that was our song.
Oh,
so,
that's so sweet.
So I'm sure she'll listen to this later. So she'll like that I played that. That's
I
the first
love
one.
That. Well, we have a lot more songs to get to. So I am going to kick us into this next one. This is Now by Dion and the Wonders.
Yeah.
You want to chat about it afterwards? You want to chat now?
We could either way. I mean, you know, it's I've always just loved that song. It's just this great little 60s. Pop song that, you know, if you really just listen to the lyrics, it's almost like a sensory awakening moment about just being present
uh-huh.
and just kind of living in the moment. So I don't know. It's just one of those songs. Every time I hear it, it just has this like magical power of just kind of stopping me dead in my tracks. I just love this song.
All
so,
right. Well,
yeah.
Everybody be present. Listen to this fantastic track, one of Josh Breeden's songs that move him.
surrounded in gold and priceless paintings she loves. She lies in glistenings of reddish and
that was beautiful, Josh. We just heard two back-to-back beautiful songs that move Josh Breeden, my guest today here on Songs That Move You. I'm Savannah Bearden, filling in for my dad, Willie Bearden. And let's talk about these two songs we just heard. We heard Now by Dion and the Wanderers, and you kind of set that one up a bit. And then we listened to Dark is the Bark by The Left Bank, which is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah,
never heard
right?
this. Both of those songs immediately went into my liked like songs on Spotify when you sent me this playlist. Like, those were amazing.
That was my hope.
Yes. Well, so talk to me about it.
Yeah, The Left Bank, that's just one of those another one of those 60s Baroque pop bands I've just always loved. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's just something so hauntingly beautiful about all the orchestral arrangements and
yeah.
textures of the song. It's just always, you know, it's just one of those songs I never get tired of. You know, and something about the lyrics just being, you know, about like superficial beauty, just being surrounded by superficial beauty, but like longing for emotional connection.
Just,
you know, we kind of live in a world where we have a lot of weightless possessions. And so it's just something, I don't know, that I've always just really loved about that song.
That's great. I mean, I've never even heard of that band before.
Yeah, they're, I mean, they had they only had like a couple records in the 60s. And funny enough, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, he sings background vocals on some of the tracks of that record.
Back before he was a caricature.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now he just kind of sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Sorry to disrespect all the Aerosmith fans out there.
Yeah, but
yeah. No, that was like some of his early stuff was like appearing on this record. So, yeah, it was kind of a short-lived band. I don't know if this is true, but I think they broke up because one of the main songwriters apparently was writing all the songs were written about one of his bandmates' girlfriends. I don't know if that's true, but I think I've read that before.
Wow, so that's a way to break up a band.
I think that was part of the demise. I don't know. That may just be a rumor, so don't fact check me on that.
All right. Listening, yeah, so. You heard it here first, folks. Okay, well, let's jump back into some music. We are going to start off with "Loneliness Is a Gun" by The House of Love. And you want to talk about that? We'll do a couple and then talk about them when we get back, or you want to set it up?
We can set it up by The House of Love is the greatest Britpop band of all time.
That's a bold statement, Josh.
I'd be very contrarian, but I always say that to people just to kind of see, like, well, what about Oasis? What about Pulp?
right, yeah.
I don't care. Jarvis Cocker, Pulp,
take
Blur,
it elsewhere.
That y'all can just leave. I'm sorry.
Well, there you go. Well, I guess you all out there can be the judge. And here's "Loneliness Is a Gun" by The House of Love.
Swimming, I think I'll go for sure. There's panic in my ankles. Gosh, this sea ain't got no law. Loneliness is a gun. Loneliness is a gun. I think it's strength sometimes, but then again, I could be done. Walking desert, I'm a witness to the rain. It falls upon my head, and gee, it's washed away my name. Loneliness is a gun. Loneliness is a gun. A bullet floating out in space, dying to meet you, dying to meet you. So I memorize the diamond in your eye. It shone so sweetly and cut through any line. I'm touching gold, I'm colder still, I'm colder still. So I memorize the diamond in your eye. Loneliness is a gun. Loneliness is a gun. The loudest silence in your day. Dying to meet you. Dying to meet you. Dying to meet you. Dying to meet you. Dying to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know I liked that one, Josh Breeden.
Oh, yeah. I played that one for you.
tell the listening audience what that was.
We just listened to Having an Average Weekend by Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet, most famously known as the Kids in the Hall theme song,
yes.
Which you and I share a great love for. Yes,
very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching Kids in the Hall, and you know, I had a great love for sketch comedy. You know, as a young kid, watching old episodes of Saturday Night Live, and Kids in the Hall was definitely the weirder cousin. You know, also produced by Lorne Michaels, but
literally the punk rock cousin of Saturday Night Live, absolutely.
Yeah, and I just. Growing up in the summer, you know, Comedy Central would always play like these long blocks of episodes. So it was always like anytime it was on, I would always like have to watch like the marathon of episodes. And this song was often like the soundtrack to my summer just because I love the show so much. And
it never gets old. I mean, it never
No, it's just like. And, you know, honestly, I couldn't tell you another song by them.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like a, you know, surf rock band. But there's just something about this song that just always takes me back to, you know, as a kid, watching long blocks of Kids in the Hall. And
I'm sure
we both have our favorite cast members and characters that we could spend.
I mean, there is my close personal friend, Kevin McDonald.
Yeah, but you've met them all at this point.
No, I'm still trying. I haven't collected them all. They're like Pokemon. I still need Dave Foley and I need Scott Thompson. That's who I need. So if y'all are listening out there, Dave Foley and Scott Thompson, I would love to meet you. Love to meet you. Anyway, let's keep moving because we got a few more great songs to go through. Next, we're going to listen to a track from The Cure. Do you want to set it up in any way? Or
I mean, what is there to say about The Cure that hasn't been said? Yeah, we're about to hear Push by The Cure. Obviously, it's one of my all-time favorite bands. It's hard to pick like a singular track by them that moves me per se, but I don't know, this one, you know, and I'm gonna kind of set this up and steal this from Lindsay, but this is kind of during the period where Robert Smith was doing these few albums where the songs themselves would have really depressing lyrics, but just like this. He'd juxtapose it with like these really upbeat tempo, like almost like just really happy pop songs. Uh-huh. So I just always loved his ability to
sad clowns
to still be able to do that. You know, the early stuff obviously was a lot more darker, but this one, I don't know. There's just something really, it just kind of gets me moving, gets me going. You know, I just love this song.
So. All right, well, let's listen to it here on Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 FM.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. I'm Savannah Beard, and you're listening to Songs That Move You. And today we're hearing the songs that move Josh Breeden. And that last one, A Million Miles Away by the Plimsolls. Freaking great song.
Oh, yeah. One of my all-time favorite power pop songs. And also one of my all-time favorite cheesy 80s high school movies.
Yes.
Valley Girl, which that song is... prominently display put in,
yeah.
And the band even performs in the club,
mm-hmm.
In the movie. So, yeah, I just have always loved that song. It's just something about hearing it; it always like transports me in a time period in my 20s, you know, where I can just think about hanging out with my friends and going to shows and going to dive bars, you know. That no longer exists.
Right. Uh-huh.
And just being carefree and not really thinking about tomorrow and just
the good old days.
Yeah, you know, just the good times hanging out with the buds.
Right.
And I just always loved it. It just makes me think about how rich my life is and knowing that I have really good friends to hang out and be with. And aww, so
that's really sweet, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that story. All right. Well, okay. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we're doing good on time.
Yeah, that's good.
I think up next, we're going to be playing Lauren Bacall by Clay Otis.
Clay Otis and Shadow Brother. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to this song now just because, you know, it's co-written by my friends Toby Vest and the late Clay Hardy, who passed away, you know, a little over 10 years ago.
Gosh, yeah, I didn't know it was that long. Wow.
It's been almost that long. So, knowing Clay, he was a really big movie buff, and it was always just really fun to talk to him about movies. He was like really into like the golden era of Hollywood and you know, and a lot of like obscure like French new wave films. But they wrote this song, I think, like right after she had passed away, which I think was like around like 2014.
Okay, I'll check the Google on that.
I think they wrote it like super quick, but I don't know. It's one of their best songs, I think, in my opinion. And this is kind of around the time where Clay was not really a musician, but he was like starting to find like his like voice, you know.
What was he doing before he was a musician? I've never known him as not a musician.
Well, he's not like a a trained.
Sure.
He doesn't play instruments, but
more of a showman.
He's a front man.
Yeah,
and you know, he really, all the records that he did with Toby and Jake and Luke, they were really, he always wanted to be a filmmaker, and he was really good at writing stories. So he kind of, he always had this mindset like, you know, making an album is like cheaper than making a movie. So that's really how
that's really true.
He kind of, I mean, I guess, you know, some people would probably disagree with that depending on, you know, what you're doing, but, he would have, you know, he was just really great at like writing these songs, and you know, somewhere out there, you know, on a hard drive or something, there's probably countless scripts that he'd written that will never be never see the light of day. But I don't know, I just, this was like a love letter to Lauren Bacall, and you know, it's just a great song, and Toby really nails the pop hook. So we can get into it. I don't have to keep talking
about
it.
All right, let's check it out. Lauren Bacall.
Even if see it crack as it hits the floor. You can't hold on to it and hang on to what you had before. Decisions hang in the air, you leave them swinging back. Your heart on ice, set a date when you're melted free. Everything you really feel will remain a mystery.
You are listening to WYXR and Songs That Move You. I'm Savannah Bearden in the studio with Josh Breeden, who is sharing with us this fantastic playlist of songs that move him.
Hey, thanks.
So tell us who we just listened to.
We just heard 1,000 Reasons by The Sound. And I kind of played this one because this one kind of stands out in their catalog as kind of more of a uplifting tune. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their songs are kind of filled with melancholy and sadness. So, you know, I didn't want to be the total bummer on a Monday morning.
Your full playlist that you sent me, I was like, wow, are you good, Josh? Are you good? We got some down songs, but I mean, beautiful songs, but yeah.
Yeah, no, this one, you know, this one's really just kind of more about like having a sense of purpose in dark times.
Yeah.
Something that's, you know, obviously a universal theme for everyone.
Absolutely.
But the front man, Adrian Borland, suffered from schizophrenia and a lot of mental health issues. And so I like to think that this one's really, when they did this song and this record, it was in a better place.
Yeah.
He was in a better place in his life. So, yeah, the Sound has always been one of my favorite like post-punk bands from like the 80s. So, this is a really great, catchy song.
It is.
That's yeah.
Awesome. Well, so next up on your list is a Beach Boys song that I realized, I was like, God, this song is so good. And I realized Savannah apparently just stopped having any curiosity about what the Beach Boys did after Pet Sounds. Like, it's never entered my brain.
Well, that was when they were hitting their stride.
Well, it's like literally there's this huge void between like Pet Sounds and Kokomo. Like, I have no idea what happened in between. But this song is from, did you say it's right after Pet Sounds?
Yeah, I think this one, I think it was 1970, so I can't remember. This is kind of the era where they did like Surf's Up and Sunflower, and mm-hmm. I kind of forget which like comes first.
Right.
Both
it's
of
okay.
them are two of my favorites, but they were like really entering this like different phase in the recording where they were kind of doing a lot of experimentation with the production, and so there's a lot of like almost ambient tones, which was kind of like new for them. But I've always loved this song, and it kind of just gets me in the mood for summer. So it's a great song.
All right, well, let's listen to All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys.
Thank you. gentlemen, the dream we all dream of.
Oh, please.
Boy versus girl in the World Series of Love.
All right, as Josh so perfectly put it, this is a song that actually makes you want to move.
Physically move, yes.
And of course, this is Josh Breeden. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and he's been sharing with us all the songs that move him, including that last one, You Got the Look, right?
Prince, yeah. What else is there to say?
Just the lyric, your body's hecka slamming. If I had a dime for every time I said that to somebody.
Man.
It's so good. But yeah, that was a perfect wake up Monday morning. Hello, Ruth Grant. Perfect Monday morning song. And gosh, we're almost to the end here.
Yeah, last one, right?
I know. Can you believe how fast this has gone? Every time I do this show, it's like, oh my God, an hour's gone. Crazy. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having
this
me.
This is a great playlist. And I feel like I know you more, know you better. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, look at that. Glad we got to do this.
Cool. I'll see you in the office in like 15 minutes. Awesome. All right. And to round out, we're going to be listening to Strength of Strength by Gene Clark.
Yeah.
And so tell me about that.
Gene Clark, he's sort of the hillbilly William Shakespeare. He most famously, you know, had a brief stint as the front man for the Byrds. But this is just one of my favorite songs by him that's off of No Other.
Okay.
And really, I just love it because of the emotional highs and the vocal harmonies, but really the song just kind of reflects on how music is just this cosmic force beyond literal interpretation.
I love that.
And
well, I hope that we get to listen to it, so we only have 2 minutes left.
Oh,
so if time runs out, folks, listen to it. It's on Spotify. Strength of Strings by Gene Clark. Josh, thank you again.
Thanks.
You're the best, bud.